Whether it's a birthday, a wedding, or a graduation, everybody's trying to find the best way to celebrate big life events these days during the pandemic. But while those are moments of joy, a death creates a whole different range of emotions. COVID-19 is forcing families to put their grieving process on hold at a time when we're supposed to provide support and assistance. For more on how we can honor the deceased, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, where we're joined by etiquette expert Lisa Grotz. Ms. Grotz, thank you for joining us this morning. First of all, how do you begin? What do you say to a family who has recently lost someone, whether it's from COVID-19 or another death that can't be honored right now because of our distancing process?
Well, Susan, we went to bed in one world and we woke up in the twilight zone, and nothing has been the same since, especially as it relates to saying goodbye to our loved ones. I mean, there are many things that we can avoid in this life except death and taxes, but this outbreak has altered the way in which we say goodbye to them.
You know, a traditional way of helping a family who's recently lost a loved one is by bringing a food dish by. But in today's times, should we call and ask if that's appropriate before we just show up?
Right. It's a good point. Well, for the time being, as one newspaper put it, we must live together apart. And while services might happen in the future, it might be even 6 feet apart and even without a hug. But in the meanwhile, we absolutely can still honor the deceased from afar. I mean, it depends where you live and where your loved ones are, but you should always reach out to the family of the deceased. I mean, by phone, a short video message, which is also the new normal, because like other holidays that are being, you know, canceled, like Mother's Day and graduations, it's something that a family can hold on to. But you can drop off food, you can, ask to make phone calls for the family, especially if the family member is grieving alone. You know, you might not live near that person, so you might want to have something delivered, but certainly reach out to the person. And I always like to say, ask how you can help, not what can I do to help. Just do something. It's better than doing nothing at all, because really, people are going to be alone when we should be providing, you know, in-house support, and we can't do that right now.
Is it maybe time to go back to some of our, what some people today might consider old-fashioned traditions, like writing a letter and relaying a story about an experience that you had with that person?
I'm so glad you brought it up, because it's always appropriate to write a condolence note. And again, if a relative is far away, you can just send an email. That's okay, too. But always a few short sentences of sympathy is a good place to start. But you always want to mention, Susan, something positive about the deceased. I don't know about you, but when my mother passed away, I kept every letter that friends and family wrote. And, you know, every year I look at them and I really have those wonderful memories to hold on to. And I learn things about her that I would have never known had people not taken the time to write a note to me.
And while a letter or a note might seem old-fashioned, if you want to do it the more modern way, you know, maybe is it appropriate to send the family pictures that you may have of the person who died?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, pictures, a video. Listen, we have time on our side. I mean, you could even offer to help plan a service and put together, you know, a memorial book with photos. And because everything is so digital, it would certainly be easy for that to happen. I mean, a friend of mine, one of my hiking buddies, her husband just passed away, and which prompted me to write this piece on funeral etiquette in the pandemic. And she's really having a tough time because, you know, people can't come to her home. You know, we can stand in front and deliver. We can call her on the phone, but her family members can't be with her at this time. And that's the part that is so hard, you know, to put our grieving process on hold, which to me is the most tragic part of this pandemic.
Lisa Grotz, thanks for joining us this morning. Ms. Grotz is an etiquette expert joining us this morning to talk about funeral and death etiquette during this time of COVID-19.